Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
The Snooze Flip is the most universal mattress on the planet, a mattress that is designed to fit everybody and every body. Snooze Mattress is introducing the world's first 4-in-1 mattress where you can choose from soft, firm, cool, or cozy. Flip it to choose your comfort level and zip it with our reversible and washable temperature regulated cover. What you want today might not be what your body needs tomorrow. You buy one mattress to last 8 years, but a lot can change in that amount of time as you get fitter, heavier, and older. Customize your comfort, zip it, flip it, and choose your Snooze. Did you know a study at UC Berkeley suggests that couples who struggle to sleep well fight more often? We spend half of our lives asleep, and for some of us, we spend 100% of that time sleeping alongside our significant other. The Snooze Flip Split King would allow couples to customize their sleep for more restful nights and without sleeping in different rooms. Don't sacrifice your sleep for your partner.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR to sign up for a new account and get amazing odds boosts every single day. Blaze's bet did not hit tonight.
I was wrong, and I'm happy about it. It was awesome.
The Avs win over the Florida Panthers 3-2, or should I say Andre Burakovsky wins over the Florida Panthers 3-2. Hi. Look, is hockey...
What up, you fucking weirdo? Jesus.
Is hockey interesting again?
We need some security up in here.
Randos just walking up here.
I'm saying, man, we need an adult.
Crazy. Look, I love this game. I don't know about you two. I thought this was a great hockey game.
Yo, we've watched a month worth of blowouts and then that Montreal game. You know, so like this was tremendous. This was a reminder of what high level, like hard nosed, hard fought hockey looks like. These are two very good teams just trading haymakers.
The intensity level was up.
Yeah,
right?
The temperature rose throughout the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's Sam Girard is bodying people.
Yeah.
Like, when Sam Girard does your enforcing, you've got a weird-ass night on your hands, and it was awesome. And it wasn't like he was bullying little people, either.
No.
It wasn't like he, took advantage, of...
Alex DeBrincat.
Alex DeBrincat. Like
He was swinging up.
He bullied fully grown adults. It was awesome. Like, what an awesome, things that you want to see. You want to see Andre Burakovsky hit the net. Well, he just kept doing it. Darcy Kemper, you wanted to see him really have his first, holy shit, Darcy Kemper might rule game.
Yeah.
He got a little bit of help along the way, but that's why you pay him all, right?
Yep. And if you didn't tune into the pregame... Jesse was talking about how McKinnon was working with Berkey, right? Yeah. About missing the net.
Dude,
don't miss, bud. He fixed him.
Like, we got not only that, but we got a Jack Johnson as an actual comic book villain origin story. That dude's going to be on a talk show and murder people in 3 years.
Yeah.
And we're going to look back and be like, it started tonight. Wow. When he got his face ripped open, when he got these scars. And then... they got stitched up, and Jonathan Huberdeau was like, let's open these back up right at the end.
Geez. Let's get them infected.
I mean, this game, I really don't like saying this a lot during the regular season, but this game felt like a playoff game.
Oh dude. Yeah. It had that level of intensity, and the players treated it that way.
Yep.
I mean, Rantanen comes out of the box and just tells Mackenzie Weegar all kinds of it was really
dirty
just,
things.
It was just one thing over and over and over and over. But my goodness.
He did call him a little asshole at the end. He just flared it up a little bit.
I mean, you got to change it up at some point. I mean, just say which, F you multiple times.
I guess Rantanen is big enough to call just about anyone little. So
Yeah.
Checks out.
Yeah. Just a great and this is a great hockey game. And really, like, what do you say? Man. Like, if you roll into this and you're trying to hate on it,
nothing.
If you're trying to, if you're gonna be the detractor, how do you do it tonight? If you didn't
like this hockey game, hockey might just not be for you. Like the, I'm sorry,
especially the ending too.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you walk? Like, I understand, and I keep saying this, but I understand that you can't win a second round playoff series in the regular season. So outside of failing to do that again tonight, what
more do you want?
They didn't get bullied. They were physical.
Yep.
The temperature rose. They stepped up. They defended. I mean, one of their guys got blown out
cold,
and they defended him. And they, you know, it was a reasonable response. It didn't get crazy. It didn't get out of hand. And they didn't allow themselves to get pushed around or bullied.
Yep.
As the temperature rose, so did their physicality. I mean, I'm joking around about Sam Girard beating up fully grown adults, but it happened.
Yeah. The Avs had consecutive massive hits from Sam Girard and Andre Burakovsky. Both of them laid dudes out.
Right. Like, you go into any game and you're like, oh, who's going to have the two biggest hits tonight? First of all, you're probably not even going to remember the two biggest hits from a game. And tonight you do.
Yep.
Yep.
In part because of who they came from. I mean, Andre Burakovsky, he has a hat trick, which we're going to get to.
Yeah.
He kills a man. Like, he does. It's all the stuff that you love about Berkey's game when he's great.
Yep.
When he's on, you know, and To see like the no Barkov in this game,
but no Landy, no Kadri.
Yep. So it's not like one side can point to the it was just a great hockey game with two great teams just trading punches.
I think that's another feather in the Avs' cap, because certainly for the forwards, who are the two most physical guys on the team outside of McDermott, Landy and Kadri are pretty high on that list.
Yeah,
Avs got it done without them.
Also, what does it say that Curtis McDermott, like,
no one wants to fight that team?
They won't do it. Like, he's literally chasing grown adults around the ice. Like, come on. Hey, you. Like, he's chasing Radko Gudas, who's like top five, like, scum of the NHL.
Well, and he's got a screw loose.
Well, and that dude's like, no, I don't want any part of that. No, I'm not going to fight you, dude. You're going to have more penalty minutes than ice time tonight. Why do I want to fight you? Why do I want to risk getting that fist in the middle of my face for you? Like,
not
you're
great.
Just not worth. Like, he can't get anybody to fight him. He's trying. He's literally like trying to do the thing he was brought to do, and he just can't get a taker.
Yeah.
And look, I think it's always going to be fair to say the Avs were far from perfect tonight. I have no doubt we'll get into the Maltsev penalty. We'll get into them blowing leads in the third period again.
Man, I mean.
But at the end of the day, they won a game against the top team in the NHL at the moment.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
I mean, that's their fifth regulation loss for Florida.
The whole season.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's nothing like New York, where it's like, oh, it was the second half of a back-to-back.
Yeah,
oh, it's their fourth goaltender.
There's no caveat here. Yeah. That was best on best, and you just beat them.
Yep.
You just can't. And it wasn't like there was a crazy shot disparity. It wasn't like this was a statistical tilt.
It was like just a great game.
Yeah. It was just a great back-and-forth hockey game that somebody had to win, and the Avs did it, and the Avs did it in regulation.
Yep.
So if you're still mad, fuck you.
You little bitch.
Yeah, like, it was this was an awesome hockey game,
it
man.
Was.
Like, this was
even like down to the wire, right?
In.
Like, EJ stops a goal from going
right
into the net. Like, it was going.
He cross-checks Patrick Hornquist, who I don't know how that dude, like, he might just have a tattoo of a stick in the middle of his back at the end of his
to
career.
To go with the stitches along his side?
Yeah, right. Right. Like, it. That was crazy, man. Like, EJ cross-checks Hornquist into the paint.
Yep.
And then just, like, sees puck, bat puck away.
Yep.
Great. It worked out. Like, Kemper did what he had to. I don't trust that dude at all in those final minutes.
Yeah.
He's like swimming. Yeah, he is a huge man whose approach is apparently flail around on the ice and try and whack-a-mole the puck into his glove until they blow the whistle.
That worked.
What the shit?
That worked late in games for Luongo against the Avs for years. So I've seen that story before. And
I don't
works,
even know what
so.
To call. What is the style? It's like a crab, man. He's like on the just like. And I'm like,
are you calling him crab people?
Kind of.
Would you call him a king crab?
No.
An emperor crab, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The Kemperer crab?
Yeah, the Kemperer crab. There it is.
Oh, we're getting boos from the audience tonight.
Well, that's okay.
Get the fuck out!
We know our audience is wrong tonight.
Yeah,
there's no
absolutely.
Doubt about that. Yes, indeed. all right. Let's start here. We didn't talk about this with the Trouba hit the other night because I really didn't want to deal with it.
We really, really, really avoided that conversation, yeah. And you guys probably noticed. Yeah.
Tonight, the Jacob McDonald hit, I think all three of us are going to agree that that's just a clean hockey hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
as awful as it is,
what happened, right?
Like, I don't know how you look at that hit, and like you look at the result of that hit, and it's not the first perfectly legal hit in NHL history that has ended in an injury.
Yep.
And that's where people are upset. The other, like the Trouba thing the other day, look, he hits McKinnon in the head. There's a room for a conversation here.
That's where I'm at with it.
For interpretation.
That's where I'm at with it.
We're not going to litigate that. We're not going to get into it.
It's in the past.
We're just not going to do it. But at least in that hit, you understand where the nexus of that conversation is.
Yep.
And the conversation tonight, it is a clean hit.
Yep.
In every way, the man has the puck. He doesn't hit him in the head. He doesn't extend an elbow. He doesn't jump into him. Yep. None of those things happen. He gets him as cleanly as he can, and the result is awful. And you knew it immediately.
Yep.
I mean, you knew it.
He was out before he hit the ground. You could tell. Yeah.
And they get the stretcher out, and they wasted no time.
Yep.
With the stretcher, got the medical team out there as quickly as they could. It was awful. Like it's awful, and it makes you sick to your stomach to see it.
Thankfully, McDonald is awake and functioning and moving his body.
Yeah. And we'll see how he does in coming days and all. But that was unbelievably scary, but I don't know how you make an argument that particular hit.
Yeah,
because we can get into the conversation about all headshots should be taken out of the game and whatever, but he doesn't even, like, it's not even his head hitting the ice.
Right, he was out before that.
Like his head, his head doesn't snap back and hit the ice, which is where we see a lot of those injuries come from.
Yep,
he does. That doesn't happen. And it's just, I don't know how you look at it, and it's just like,
and
you hate that, but you also look at the hit itself, and you're just like, how do you teach him to do something differently?
This conversation is way more of one where I understand the keep your head up comments, because that's what's going to happen to you, is you're going to get drilled through the body when your head's down. And if a player can't hit another player in that situation, I don't know how you have hitting in the game because without getting too much into the McKinnon conversation, I don't know how you hit a player any better than the way McDonald got hit tonight. So
there isn't any head contact though.
Yeah. It's directly through the body.
Right. Yep. Watch 400 replays of it. He doesn't hit him in the head.
And it's the first point of contact as well. Even if you hit chest and it goes up.
And it just doesn't.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that this is the hit that's the problem in the NHL.
Yeah, no.
I'm all about the conversation about headshots, and this just isn't one of them.
I agree. Like, Tiffany's comment here about you see a player with his head down, why do you continue through the hit knowing you could injure him? Because that's how you play defense.
Because he has the puck.
You're allowed to hit people. Like you can legally hit people in hockey.
Right. Like if you stop hitting, we don't need to get into like the philosophical debate of like can hockey be any good without hitting. We see hitting isn't a thing in the women's game rules.
Yeah.
But it's not the world that we're living in right now, and this just isn't a you're never gonna sell me that he hit him in the head because I have eyes and it didn't happen. And it just isn't it just isn't dirty.
Yeah.
The other part of that is you can't just say, well, because his head's down, you can't hit him, because then all the players are just going to go into the corner and put your head down.
It's the same
thing
as the dot conversation where it's like players are going to be on one knee with their head down. You're skating around all the time.
Skate around on one knee because now you can't get hit. Like, there's just nothing. It
was just unfortunate what happened afterwards. It was a good hit. Sucks that he got injured on it.
Yeah, like, you don't want injuries. It's awful.
Of course you don't. And I talked about this in my
legal hits hurt players too, and you can't just not make them because of what could happen.
As long as it's agreed upon that there is hitting in the NHL.
He didn't leave his feet, though.
Every NHL player accepts a certain amount of risk by signing an NHL contract.
Right.
You understand that you could just get hurt because you're playing hockey. Crazy things happen. Hornquist almost was chopped open by a skate blade tonight.
Yeah.
And you're not going to, like, take skates out of the hockey game,
just
right?
Just a freak thing.
Yeah.
You know, a skate comes up, and we always say it every time there's a skate incident. Everybody marvels at it. I can't believe this doesn't happen more often.
Genuinely.
But
so.
Straight up, can't believe it doesn't happen more often. So,
obviously, you never want to see someone get hurt by something like that, but you can't litigate a clean hit because a guy got knocked out. You just can't. It's part of the game, unless there's a change to the rules. And we're not going to have the conversation about changing the rules to not hitting on this podcast. It's just certainly not a post-game show.
Well, the players are going to play to the rules, right? Like, you change the rules, then they'll change, but they're always going to play up to that line.
Yeah, right.
So
they will never, and they'll cross that line.
Yeah.
No matter what. It's just part of the game.
Well, we saw tonight. There was a few that crossed the line.
Yeah. It got adventurous out there.
Yeah.
But for me, especially, hitting is part of this game. It's why this game was awesome, was the physicality.
It changed this game. Yeah. Because before this, it had just kind of been a pretty standard hockey game, and then that hit. I mean,
put a charge into the ass.
It put them in a different mindset. It made them a little angry.
Yep.
And when you're talking about, like, when you're trying to take every little piece of the regular season and find meaning for it, and say, how could we apply this to the postseason? Like, this is how you want them to react in the postseason.
Yep.
You want them to just play like that every night, though. But there's a certain edge that comes from an incident like that.
Yep.
Where you can either let it define you or inspire you in a way, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And this, they use this as a springboard to change their game for the better. And I would be willing to bet Jared Bednar would want his team to play like this every single night.
Yeah.
Where they play with that level of edge and they play with that kind of anger. But it's that controlled anger, you know, that intensity. Because if they were to play with that kind of edge on any given night, they're going to win 60 games.
Yep.
Straight
easily.
Up.
I'd suffocate teams.
Yeah, like you're gonna smoke the league because you just can't. But you just realistically, you just you're not gonna get up for like they're in Buffalo in a couple of weeks. They're not getting up for that game in the same way unless something happens in that game.
I mean, I think other coaches are probably looking at me and like, probably not going to shake the beehive over there.
Well, and it does kind of like when you do respond to something like that by letting it deflate you and take you out of what you're doing, teams will notice.
Yep. And then they start laying the body on you a lot.
And that's where the bullying narrative came from the postseason, especially the Dallas series, was that Dallas bullied the Avs and that they pushed them around and blah. It wasn't true, but that's where it came from, right?
Yep.
Like, Vegas was a lot more of a bully than Dallas ever was.
Agreed.
And the Avs didn't respond well to it.
Yep.
You see how they responded to that game tonight, and that's a lot more encouraging where you're like, hey, It's not the postseason, but they have it in them. They have that kind of mentality where
I think
they
that's
can play like this.
Yeah, let's reel this back into the actual game here. First period, neither team manages to get on the board, but you could kind of tell from minute one that there was some energy in this hockey game.
Yeah, there was jump right away.
Yep. So when you're looking
at... You knew you were in for a different night in that first period.
That's a good way to put it. And when you're looking at it, the shots were like 9-9. And I'm not totally sure, what did you guys make of this? Because I felt like there were multiple quality chances on both sides in that first period, and one just didn't go in the net.
Yeah, I mean, you can say both teams played well. I think, you know, it was more of a chess match than we've seen in the past games.
Yeah,
so there wasn't a lot of, like, people just going all out, right, just selling out. It was more of a controlled game that you saw in the first, and I think that's why the score reflected that, was that no one wanted to make the mistake first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a few chances where mistakes had happened, but no one took advantage
of it. Good hockey forces mistakes, right, from the other team, and there was
Both teams had functional goaltenders.
But you also saw some of the best scoring chances early in the game did not result in shots on goal.
For sure.
Good scoring chances got met with good defense.
Florida,
and the pucks got cleared out of there, and they went the other way.
Florida very much employing the EJ tactic early with the slide blocks.
Yeah.
They were sending them a little bit.
Two
of them. So I guess if it works, it works. No doubt about that. We are, however, brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can go get some either at your local liquor store or 8 different kinds on tap here at the bar, which, come on down. It's a great place to watch a hockey game or ride a party bus and come vibe after the Broncos game, too. We kind of got both crowds in here tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, it was kind of a mixture of them.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was nice.
It helps when all the Colorado teams actually win.
Yeah, it was a good night for Colorado,
The Avs blowout win a couple nights ago. The Nuggets with a blowout last night, the Broncos with a blowout, and then the Avs play the game of the week tonight.
Avs actually have a normal hockey game. Well, normal, relatively.
Yeah, God, if this was normal. Games would be a lot more stressful.
Hockey would be a lot more popular if this was normal, I think.
Yeah.
But go to Breck Brew. You can find their beer with the local beer locator online. Check them out. It's great stuff. And be sure to check out Green Mountain Dental Group as well. They take care of your teeth. Take care of everything you need with your mouth. If you get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them, you get a free Sonicare toothbrush. So be sure to jump on that opportunity as well. Get a free toothbrush. It'll take care of your teeth so your dentist isn't mad at you. Very straightforward. We also have, this is the first Nuggets party bus coming up, correct?
That is correct.
So party bus people, all the Broncos people seem to love it. We're doing one for the Nuggets coming up here. Be sure to check the deets at thednvr.com. Get on the party bus. Takes care of everything for you. Come to the bar, you ride the bus. Well, you drink at the bar. You ride the bus to the game. You drink at the game. You ride the bus back to the bar. You drink at the bar. And you have a great night.
Yep.
It's that simple.
And have a great night.
So check out the party bus, as much as AJ likes to meme about whatever he's memeing about over here. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. All right. Let's not beat around the bush anymore.
I know. How did Mikhail Maltsev do in his 6 minutes of ice time tonight?
Sheesh, that penalty. Quick way to find yourself back to the Eagles, maybe, but...
You guys had a big problem with that?
The penalty, yes.
Yeah.
The rest of his game I thought was good.
Okay.
But...
How are you gonna give Nicholas Abe Kubel an unlimited leash?
I'm not.
He does dumb shit every night.
I was
not you per se,
I hear you.
The universe, like the abs, I guess. Like how are you gonna give that guy a huge leash
every time he takes that
penalty?
Watch
him take a penalty every goddamn game. And then Maltsev plays as well as he does.
It's all about timing. It's all about timing when you take those penalties.
Yeah, I guess.
So.
I was just kidding. I know you were going to talk about Berkey.
I know. But, I mean, we're in the Maltsev room. We can talk about it. I mean, I genuinely thought he was playing a good game.
I don't know how you could have any problems with his game until
outside
that
of the penalty. And the penalty.
He had a scoring chance, didn't he?
He didn't play after that.
This isn't... You can look at some of the penalties in the game, like the high stick that Kale made. It's like, oh, that's super cheap. The Maltsev penalty was blatant. And it didn't really defend anything.
Yeah, in the wrong time
right.
of the game as well.
You're up 2-0 with like 13 minutes left in the third period.
Yeah.
All you have to do is not do something critically dumb and you probably win.
You're getting a shift because it's like we need to rest the big guys here to close it out.
Don't get us through this.
And then you're like, oh my God, man, come on. Is it one step forward, one step back, or is it one step forward or a step and a half back?
I'd say 1-1. I wouldn't crush him for it.
Yeah.
But you.
It's so bad, though. It's so poorly timed.
MC's Scat Cat is what you're saying?
Yeah.
But he knows, I'm sure, that he can't do that.
Like, he knows now.
I mean, I think he probably already knew. But if he wants to stick at all, he knows that that cannot happen again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Him trying to kick that puck in was fun.
That was awesome.
That's
I understand the safety side of it, but kicked in goals should count, man. They should just count.
I was joking that was clearly a redirect.
Blaze was trying to summon. Oh, he was just turning to go back up the ice.
He was turning to go back up the ice.
No, he was very clearly turning his skate to do exactly what he did, but that doesn't mean it's a kick.
Yeah, you know, he just like lifted his foot and went like that. But not a kick.
He was turning.
Uh-huh. See? Yeah. He was turning.
Sure. Okay. All right, let's talk about the dude who actually scored some goals.
Oh, man.
Berkey with the hattie tonight.
Joe Thornton had a goal. How weird is
that?
Yeah. It was
not
so
a goal
weird
guy.
When.
He's
yeah,
not a goal
it was
guy.
Just like, they were like his third goal of the year, and I was like, that sounds about right.
But Berkey, that's now 5 goals in 2 games for him.
Yeah, and there had been frustration. And then 2 games later, he's tied for the Avalanche leading goal.
Funny how things change a little bit. And and not just that, but
I guess Avalanche forwards.
You know, the other night, he gets the super cheapy 5-hole. He gets one on the backhand, which was nice.
Yeah.
Tonight, he lasers one in off the bar. Well,
the backhand one is completely alone in front of the net 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the cheap one timer where you're just kind of like, these were
But the backhand tonight was beautiful.
Yeah, the backhand tonight was great.
And then the goals tonight, you're just like, Berkey.
Yeah, I remember this. I remember what this is like. Obviously, Berkey gets our king of the game. Yeah. He scored all of the Avs' goals, so it's not
close. And all of them were stunners, too.
Yeah, just every single one was like, oh, okay.
Oh, he finished with 4 shots on goal?
Not the perfect 100% shooting.
Hey, how many points did Mikko have tonight?
I believe it was 3, wasn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. But 2 of them came off the backhand,
too. So.
I know.
Driving more me crazy, backhand. But
backhand giveth, backhand taketh away. I mean,
let's stay on Berkey before we get into
For sure.
I think there's certainly that whole top line had really a very interesting night.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what more can you ask? Like, this is the Berkey when you're talking about him going well, when you talk about his free agency. Like, for the last 2 weeks, it's been really easy to be like, I think Burakovsky might be playing his way out of Denver because we're all hostages of every moment we are ever in. But then you see him go out and have a hat trick like tonight, and you're like, you gotta keep him. He's so good. What are you gonna replace him with?
He's the fastest shooter alive.
Four more Valchushkin. Like, come on, no more stone hands. Berkey hands.
Berkey hands.
That's
if
yeah,
they re-sign
like,
him. That's
Berkey
for sure.
Hot hands.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like that's the like it's that night when you see it happen a night like this where you're just like. You gotta keep. He's too good. He's too good.
Unbelievable to me that one. This is Berkey's first career hat trick.
I couldn't believe
and
that.
And even more unbelievable, this was his first consecutive multi-goal games in his career.
That I can believe.
I don't believe that for a second.
Okay.
I think that's nonsense. And then I remember Washington had him on the third line and underutilized him. But that's a different conversation.
Yeah, but he scored so many goals since he got to Colorado. Right? You're like, really? You've never had 4 in 2 games where you just went 2-2?
Right? Like, Cale Makar did that like a month ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So Berkey obviously balled out, got king of the game 2 nights in a row. The pieces around him, Berkey moved up to the top line. What? How long can we continue demanding Nathan MacKinnon to shoot the puck on odd man rushes?
Well, and like tonight, you can see why he's deferring.
Sure.
Because he has multiple quality shots on goal that catch the goalie like
just aren't going
on
for
the
him.
Collarbone. Yeah. Where like Darcy Kuemper got beat the other day there, and we were all mad about it. And McKinnon just keeps like breaking collarbones, like denting them on goaltender equipment. And you're just like, dude, these are quality shots. This isn't like going into the chest. Like these are getting high. They're getting right. Like we're within an inch of where he wants them to go. Yeah. He is this close to having a 5-point game.
And if,
every single night.
And if one of those goals that go in, everyone's sitting there going, that was an incredible shot.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
But you don't want to see him, especially on the rush, when it's him, Sam Girard coming down.
Yeah.
He's in the slot and defers and passes to Sam Girard, who it was a bad pass. I don't even think he got a shot.
Right. That was my biggest problem. Yeah. He didn't even make a good play.
Yeah. Like, but you want him to shoot that puck. He's got a screen in front of him. He's in the slot. Take that shot.
It still feels like he's just lacking that little bit of confidence, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the only way to get right, though, is to keep on shooting.
Just ask Berkey.
<Is right.
laughs> Got to sail 30 pucks over the net before you figure
Berkey
it out.
Berkey cleared 100 pucks on his shot.
And then gets bullied by Nathan McKinnon during morning skate. So who's going to bully Nathan McKinnon? Does he have to do this in the mirror?
You're worthless.
He's got to use like his Batman voice while he's talking to himself in the mirror.
He's gonna FaceTime Sidney Crosby.
You're right.
Crosby across the ice.
Crosby.
You're like, Sid. Sid, I need you to neg me for like 10 minutes.
All right. We got like at least a number of super chats to get to here. So
there's some good ones in there too. I saw them pop up.
Yeah, I saw a couple.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm saying. All right, let's get started.
Yeah, let's start working our way through.
$5 from Chris. Thank you very much. What a fun game to watch. Playoff atmosphere. Definitely. Berkey with the Hattie. Kuemper finished with a 939. Hits for days. And to top it all off, Avs dub.
Yep.
Dr. Dub's in the house. Always a good time.
Perfect game, right?
We can talk about Kuemper a little bit more in the third period. We'll get to that.
Oh?
I just want to see what you guys think. Vaguely Sober $5 says that was about as complete an effort as we've seen from the Avs as a team this season.
Yep. That's why I was saying even the haters got to shut it up for a night.
Yep.
There's no caveat that you turn to other than, well, this wasn't the second round of the playoffs. Yes. Are they the conference finals yet? Squawk, squawk.
Yeah. No hockey team has ever played a perfect game. So there's always going to be those parts of the game that you're going to dissect and be like, you want to see them do this better, you want to see them do that better, but overall,
was hot. Game 7 of 2001 Stanley Cup Final sure felt perfect. Even the goal against, I was fine with. Just livens you up a little bit.
That's just because, like, later on, the outcome, it fixes all those issues.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know how it is.
All right.
You chose that adventure. You skipped ahead. You read the end of that book.
$2 from Nathan. Chat hype level, I'm just going to say over 9,000.
That is a lot.
That's what I call a game.
Just a great game. Yeah. That is the
biggest takeaway.
That is the game that you show somebody when they're like, what's so great about hockey? You're like,
watch this.
Yeah. Sit. Watch. Fast forward to the Jacob McDonald stuff.
No, I think you
show
that
too. No, you gotta put that in there. You show them the hit, but you don't gotta show them stretcher
body.
Fast forward through that part of it. But you show them the rest of the game, and you're just like, this is everything that the sport has to offer without Michael Massey ruining the end of it.
Wow. Okay, called out. You show them the McDonald hit, and you're sitting right next to them going, he's alive.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He's good. We're good.
He's upright and walking, so everything's fine.
Definitely.
JT with the $3.33. Avs win. Max wins. Great day.
Was a great day.
It was
absolutely
a
great day.
No doubt about it.
I didn't really have a dog in the fight. Like,
for real.
I'm waiting for next year, right? Like, I'm the Ferrari guy who's like, I'm on the ascent, baby.
And all the regulation changes next year, I'm kind of hyped for.
It's kind of like, and what I'm, just as a quick aside,
yes.
A thing that I'm really excited for is all of the anti-Lewis sentiment gets to go away.
Yep, because he didn't win it.
Because it's like, you guys wanted change. You guys got your change. Now can we just be like...
witness greatness.
Like, yeah. Let's just enjoy the history that unfolds in front of us. Yep. Instead of demanding that we pick a side here.
For sure. I'm all for it. Chris, $5, says, also win 200 for Bednar as head coach of the Avs, and it's a big one.
There may or may not be a Jared Bednar feature coming to the good folks of the DNVR subscriber base.
A good time to subscribe.
Before or after they fire him?
Well, they just signed him to an extension, so...
this piece not coming like, out for 3 years?
Yeah, or what? I was gonna say, man, whew, I don't think we're trying to polish it that much.
All right. Who we got next?
Even Carl Bernstein would have a problem with that level of polish.
Heretic says $5. Great whiskey and great hockey followed by a poorly shot pod. Exactly what I needed to cap off a crappy week.
Yeah. I don't even have to make these jokes anymore.
Yeah, chat's got it covered at this point. They can do my Manscaped reads too. We're
love
good.
You, chat.
Next.
You're going to be replaced by chat.
Chat straight up.
Manscaped reads, great.
Dude, that's how I got this job. I was just the chat's voice. The chat just used to be Reddit instead of YouTube. Sasha, I can't read that because there's stuff on the
screen.
Here's
to all the skeptics. Let's go. We on fire.
Yep.
Yeah, that's... is it four in a row? Five in a row now? Four.
Four.
Four in a row. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, four in a row. Avs are streaking. Let's go. Vaguely sober, another $2. With Joey Mack out, who gets the call-up? Probably Curtis McDermott. Look, Kadri's pretty likely to play pretty soon, given he full practice today.
And just drop him back to D.
If you had to call a D up, just out of curiosity,
ooh,
would you maybe have the Barron conversation? Or would you want to keep leaving him down there?
I would leave him down there.
I mean, that goal that he scored the other day was so sick,
it's dope,
but it was like...
He does that in the NHL things. And he gets poked and it's going the other way. So
you give him a breakaway and you're like, oh man, these are not the same league.
You can't skate backwards across the whole blue line.
Is Gilbert healthy?
No.
Okay. Because if he was, I'd say him, but
no.
Yeah. Unfortunate there. I don't know. You could do something crazy and give it to like
nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Yeah. I won't even go there.
Once you start to get beyond Justin Barron, you get into Roland McKeown and Jordan Gross, and the answer is just no.
Jordan Gross scoring a lot of points. That's all I'm saying.
That's what he does.
That's all I'm saying.
What the Avs
if you're looking
need.
For a J-Mac type player.
if you want bad Sam Girard, we have it for you in the form of Jordan Gross.
All right. So we didn't really answer that, but my assumption is McDermott will go back to D and Kadri will be back.
Yeah.
Jacob with the $5 says Kemper haters quaking in their boots. Yeah, I mean...
I doubt it.
I don't think... Yeah.
One night is one night.
Yeah.
And you don't like the two goals back in it.
Well, I mean, we're here. We can just talk about it now.
Yeah. I don't think those are on
first
him.
Goal, I have zero problems with.
Yeah.
Second goal, don't really have a problem with, but he gets beat blocker side again.
Yeah, true. The second one went in, my thought was he gets beat low blocker again.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for that specific part of it,
right.
I probably wouldn't have
like if that was
that,
over the but. Shoulder or something, you'd be like, well.
But there's certainly nothing to the level of that Joe Valeno bullshit the other day.
Yeah, there was
you're
not.
Like, what? None of that.
Yeah.
This is much better overall.
All right.
But at some point.
Oh, boy.
At some point.
He's got to get a
shutout.
Well,
he doesn't have to get the shutout, but he's got to steal one from you. I mean, they did win tonight, but you don't like them.
They also outplayed Florida tonight, and
definitely.
They outshot, outchanced, the high danger chances, all of those things were all in their favor.
Sure.
The big thing is that their PK legitimately fucking sucks.
Yep.
And right now, the only penalty killer that matters is
DK.
Darcy Kemper is the goaltender.
Yep.
And... occasionally Logan O'Connor when he scores.
When he gets breakaways.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this my Nathan MacKinnon in the mirror voice?
Yeah, no, Batman. A pixelated hippo chomps on a one-up.
And then another one from Moisters for $2. Thank you very much.
Pear character doing a shaka sign with his hand saying cool.
All right. Yeah. Oh, hey, look.
Oh.
It's our fans. No. I'm just going to assume it's the finger. I still can't tell.
It's a mini AJ.
Oh, I see. I see now.
Oh, that's fun.
AJ on AJ
card. Dude, he looks like he's about to slap me with his mini AJ.
There's like nine of these.
Great. Great. Okay. Well, on that note.
My phone keeps vibrating. People keep sending the shit to me.
Okay. Be sure.
Cool.
Be sure to check out Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that can help with migraines, aches and pains like joint pain, IBS, a bunch of other stuff too. You can get in K-Cups. They've been with us forever. You can get 25% off when you use code DNVR25 at checkout. Then once you've had your coffee, maybe you can, I don't know. People have coffee in with dinner, right? That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Then you can have your Hassle Cattle steak with it too. Check out HassleCattleCompany.com. You can get your burgers. What?
You asked, you're like, people have coffee with dinner, and I'm like, my instinct was like, yeah, of course, why not? And then I was like, do they?
Yes, I didn't know either.
After dinner.
You can have, so you have your Strava after your Hassle. Yeah. All right, that works. Because, right, like, well, they drink it in the morning. Is anyone going to eat steak? I guess steak and eggs is a thing. You could have Hassle with steak and eggs. That's
fair.
I had
coffee on Thursday night after a great meal.
There you go. So Hassle works for breakfast,
yeah,
okay, too.
Yeah.
Go get yourself some steak from Hassle. Get 15% off with code DNVR15 if you want to get a group order going. Get $200 or more, and you get free shipping to boot. Have someone like D-Line around to scooter it around to you with his little meat package, as he does.
His little meat package.
So if you're trying
That's funny. That was his pickup line to his wife.
You want to see my little meat package? Yeah.
Can I deliver my little meat package?
Well, good thing he manscaped it. Yeah. So now he's got a wife.
Didn't take very long.
If you're trying to wife her up, get manscaped. Use code DNVR to get 20% off.
Manscape your little meat package.
Yeah.
This is advertising at its finest. Just roll them all into one.
Perfect. All right. You're good to go. Of course, they have a bunch of other stuff too, whether it's shampoo or body wash, toner, deodorant, whatever you need. They got you covered, Manscaped, top to bottom. Again, use that DNVR code to get 20% off. If you get the perfect package, you get free shipping too. All right. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. So, I don't know how to cover an actually good hockey game anymore.
Allie's asleep. We're free.
Yeah. Look, I really don't have any significant problems, even with the Maltsev penalty. Like, obviously you want better. But things like that just happen in good hockey games. It happened to Florida early on, and the Avs took advantage of a power play on their side off of a high stick. So Avs kind of just got the job done here.
Yep.
We good with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
This was a game that you wanted to be decided
for real
on the ice by the playoffs. Like, you know, all my Massey jokes aside, like, you wanted it to be decided by something that these guys did or didn't do, you know? And the Avs made one more play.
Yep.
Burakovsky's shot, which
was a bomb.
I mean, you're talking, how many guys on the Avalanche do you want taking that particular shot?
Three, maybe?
Because Burakovsky, Rantanen,
McKinnon,
and then
end of list, basically.
Maybe.
Makar.
Sure.
From a deep.
Makar would also be fine. Yeah. So we've got maybe five guys.
Which is a testament to the Avs' quality in itself.
Right. But because that's not a high danger shot.
No,
that's not a dangerous look.
It's just a snipe.
It's just a dude who's capable of flat out beating a world class goaltender with a world class shot.
Yep.
In a huge moment. And that was the difference in this game, is that the Avs made one extra world class play on offense. And then EJ made the one on defense with the extra save with the stick.
That right there. Literally
one
the difference
play
in the
on
game.
Each side is the difference in a regulation win and who knows what might have happened.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's the difference. And sometimes in like the best of hockey games, you're talking about the margin of error. That's it.
Yep. That's how it should be.
That's it.
That's a playoff hockey game.
Yeah,
versus what we've been seeing lately, which is just
look at Game 5 against Vegas last year.
Yep.
The margin of error was Ryan Graves' second attempt at that shot from the point that gets blocked
and
gets crammed down their throat, and it's a great shot that beats Grubauer up high. That was it.
Yep.
That one sequence erased the entire everything else that had happened up to that point. That was it. That sequence right there. And tonight, that sequence went in Colorado's favor. That was the difference. That was the margin of error. And sometimes, man, that's awesome. And
to William's point here, the Avs have won four in a row, and they still hold games in hand on just about everybody in the West.
Yeah, well, because they don't mess with OT.
Yeah.
And if they get there, they don't win.
But
they're one thing that they...
That's true. They just lose immediately.
And then they got to the shootout the one time against Tampa, took care of business, and got out of town.
Like right now in the Central, right, I think everybody that was in the top three had played 27 games, and the Avs were sitting at 24. Is that correct?
It was 24. Dallas and Colorado were both on 24.
And then the Wild played again tonight.
Lost, apparently.
Avs played, so they're 25. They're gaining ground.
Look, I hear AJ tell me Devontae's is not normal every day. So that's just par for the course, that comment right there.
I would like to say the fiance is in town. Hi, babe. Love you. She's in town, and last night she like comes into my room and she sits down and she goes, "Why does Devontae's watch you pee?" Because in the corner of my bathroom, I have one of our great subscribers gave me a Devontae's card, a playing card, and like in a thing and everything, and that's where I put it because that's in my mind that's safekeeping. Because anywhere else,
in the bathroom,
anywhere else is at danger of being thrown away at all times. And so I wanted to put that in a place where I knew it was going to be safe and like honored. It wasn't meant to be like weird, but I didn't think about it. And to like, of course, it's really funny now when she brought it up. But yes, like.
The weird thing is, though, there's a heart outline around
exactly.
the card.
There's a straight-up shrine in the making in my bathroom, of all places.
I mean, no, it's appropriate.
Let me tell you, the guy who rents my place after me is going to be real confused about all the outlines.
Look. You should just draw some hands so they put him on his, like, on his chin like this.
Taves had another assist tonight.
He's so good, man.
The way he's feeding pucks, I guess it's kind of like he watches Avs players pee on goalies in a way. So,
dude, bro.
Golden showers.
Yeah, we're gonna just sprint right through this.
Look,
this was like a fun side story that has the potential to get real weird.
I did hit my bet because of him.
Yes, you got your Taves.
I don't understand how they're giving money on, or it's even money for him to get a point. He has 21 points in 16 games. How are you giving even money on this? This is all messed up. But
I'm pretty sure they're just like, are people paying attention to these bets? We'll just give this one a plus 100.
Sneak some in there.
Well, let's see.
Well, and they'll make a bunch on people betting on other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
how much money are they making on McKinnon under 2 points every night right now?
Yeah.
But look, obviously it's just one game. It's always going to just be one game every night. You can never make a whole lot more of it than that unless you look at bigger picture stuff. But these are the type of cornerstone games that you look at in a season for a successful team and you go, that win was big.
Yeah. Like there are some wins that stick out to you over the years.
Yeah.
You know, if I last year, top of your head, regulation wins. Regular season wins. What comes to mind?
Oh, you'd have to put me on the spot like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's my point. That's exactly my point. Okay, go 2 years ago.
I mean,
before COVID shut everything
game
down
last year.
Yeah, I mean the Nashville 9-4 game was the first game that would pop to my head.
Okay.
But that's not really against a great opponent.
Yeah, but that was a big game though because they were playing lights out hockey and they were losing because Frankie was in the middle of melting down.
Yeah,
and emotionally they just watched Matt Duchene do the thing and they flipped the switch and said, no fucking way this is happening.
Yeah, but
does Nashville stand a chance against Colorado while Duchene is there?
No, I said at the start of the year,
awfully like when Nashville was in Denver a couple weeks ago, that looked awfully personal again.
I said earlier this year, Duchene is going to be like a Mello in Colorado thing. Like it's just never going to happen.
Yeah,
so
I hope that's true.
I don't. But I only have to edit 5 goals tonight in the whole game. But I do have to pour water on my head. So it's give and take.
It's never a normal night.
It's a little bit of give and take there. In any case, look, these are the type of games
game.
that they do. You remember these type of ones later on in the season. More than all the Avs beat a team 7-3 again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you would remember those 7-3. You'd remember those 7-3 games if they happened once during the season.
Like, you remember 9-4 in part because of how that game played out,
it
but
stood
also
out.
Like,
yeah.
Like, did you remember the game where the three headed monster got put back together or got put together after they got blown out 7-0 in Vegas and they flew home the next day. Home game against Chicago. Everybody still had respect for Chicago back then as a decent hockey team. And the Avs absolutely housed them, and the three-headed monster has been together pretty much ever since. Those are games that
it's weird.
Like, you just that stick out in your mind for some reason. This will be one that you remember from this season.
For me, it was actually a loss. It was the 1-0 loss to Tampa, where they got the goal taken away.
Tonight's game. I didn't want to talk about it because that game brings me some painful memories. Put your fucking skate down, Tyson Jones. But like, that game reminded me a lot of tonight's game.
Agreed.
Yep. Like two heavyweights just going at
punch
it.
For punch. Yeah. And
absolutely.
Avs got
in a low scoring game.
Yeah, right.
Between two high scoring clubs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
So, yeah. I don't really have a ton else to say. Something about nosebleed hockey, can't wait for a Vegas game on 27th. Will DNVR be at the game?
Both. We will.
Yes.
Jesse will be at that game. And
I will be here. AJ will be in Dallas.
Yep. We will be all over the place.
Yeah.
DNVR, we will be scattered a little bit for that.
Yeah. A little bit of a scattering around the new year. But, right. AJ's song's playing at the bar, right? Did you put this on or did
I
it
did
just.
Not.
Someone. Ah. All right. Maybe you don't suck as fans.
Yeah. We don't need security anymore. We're good.
Anyway. We're going to get out of here. Thank you. There's like 500 of you here tonight. That's crazy.
Yep.
We love you all. Like and subscribe if you're new. Next watch along is Saturday. We're off tomorrow, but we'll be back Tuesday.
Yep.
We will do 5 pods this week. It's just a little weird with the weekend games.
Yeah, with a Sunday and then a Saturday the next weekend. We are not doing 7 days in a row and burning ourselves out in December.
Right. Gotta pace ourselves a little bit because this isn't the second round yet.
That is the exact kind of thing that you do in the postseason. No questions asked, but in the middle of December, you go, hell to the no.
So we'll talk to you guys again on Tuesday. We hope to see you then.
Hey, man, anytime the Nuggets want me on, they just got to ask.
AJ will go on like every show. Yeah, he's a madman. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. We appreciate, love all of y'all. And until next time, goodbye.